What are you passionate about? What your where do your skills lie? And how can you earn a living and what the world needs? We all know the journey of discovering your purpose, finding your purpose, and living your purpose. And if you remember exactly, in the first episode of season three, we did about purpose-driven life. We did a book discussion on purpose-driven life. And today, we are going to go on a journey of finding purpose beyond boundaries with Rosalia Shiweva. So, hi, my name is Emmanuel. I'm the host of the Self-Seed podcast. And today is episode 19. And I have a beautiful guest with me, Rosalia Shiweva. Welcome to the podcast, Roz.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
If you're new to the Self-Seed podcast, remember that the Self-Seed podcast is available on all major platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and so on. Just search for the Self-Seed podcast on your podcasting platform where you listen your podcast from, and there you'll have it. And remember to subscribe. If you get the podcast, remember to subscribe and let me know your thoughts on different episodes. What do you think about a certain episode like this one? Let me know what are your thoughts as we conclude the podcast. I think my purpose, my calling is to help others. Maybe I struggled and I didn't have anybody on my corner at the moment where I needed. And so I think I'm the one now to, you know, be a beacon for someone and show them, okay, hey, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, it's not so difficult. And even if it's difficult, then know that there's a way and lightened in front of you. So just keep going or try this method or try that method. And that's good. And I'm noting that the more you discover your purpose, the more joyous you become, the more you feel, you know, you wake up every day doing the same all things that are complementing to that purpose. Not certainly that you have to do one particular thing to complement to the purpose, but the purpose can be, you know, there are a lot of works that you can do that all of them just walk down the lane, the same road of, you know, as you say, to help others, you know, empower others. So down that road, you do a lot of things. You do the content creation, you do the authorship, you do the you know, the speaking, the life coaching, and you go down, it's still all along that way. Just you're trying to find different methodologies to deliver the results of your purpose, isn't it? So my concern is, after 2 years of discovering your purpose, when was the peak of this, you know, peak of this discovery? And how was it? And how has it been so far? Do you feel like, okay, yeah, signed, this is my purpose? Because one time I interviewed one of the guests, and they notified me that, okay, a purpose doesn't necessarily need to be one. You can have, you know, different callings for you to achieve. And so far, when was the peak of your purpose discovery, and how has it been? Did you feel like this is the only single purpose you have, or somewhere you have discovered, okay, wait, it's not just that one. I also want to do this. I feel like this is what I'm called for. And what has been the concrete evidence that this is your purpose? That's what I'm trying to think throughout my lifetime, that how do we discover the purpose? Then how do we prove that this is surely the purpose that I'm called for? The proof that you try to, you have understood, okay, it's my purpose, and it's my purpose because, okay, I am called to do this because of, you know, a certain reason, or not necessarily has a reason, but there's an objective to it.
Yeah, really great insight, great questions, Emmanuel. I do believe the purpose is you, or what we really need to come to terms is, what is that one thing that makes us feel most alive and powerful, right? Powerful is not like physical world, but powerful inside ourselves. Right. And when we have that answer, we can do that and multiply it in different things that mm-hmm. are, whether it's as a medical doctor, whether it's you as an urban planner, whether it's you as a business person, you feel this is what you are called to do. And you could do that because you don't get tired of doing it. You don't have to really be pushed to do it.
Right.
You don't really have to find you don't really have to find a lot of conviction. Like, someone should not really convince you to do these things, you know. I feel that's when I know I can do. I've done content creation for 5-6 years now on my YouTube channel. Right. I have 15,000 subscribers, but right. I knew that I wanted 100,000 in 5 years, or I wanted 1 million in a certain period of time. I can obtain right. 1 million subscribers in one year or so, because it's possible for other people, you know. But I stayed the course of doing content creation because I knew what I want to is to speak to people, build a community of people who are living abroad and wanting to find, I mean, like a community where we help each other, right? So I did not get so much paid from content creation, but I stayed the course because I knew that that was my calling. And because of talking to people, also believing right. that my talent is in public speaking, communication, and all these things. So right. I know when you discover that you want to help be of service to others,
right?
They say you will discover yourself when you get lost in serving other people. And I feel a lot of our purpose will be around people, around maybe animals or around things. But in different ways, we are going to come back to other people because we need each other. At the end of the day, it's an ecosystem of human beings. So I feel finding your purpose, it's a thing that, it just look into things that you always want to go back to, things that are always making you so much alive, energetic, and you might not be even compensated with it. You know, you might not even be paid for it. I felt ashamed creating content and nobody comes and watch, you know, or I felt ashamed creating content and my videos were sloppy and looking so a little bit not well presented. But I kept on going back, and even now when I'm 30 years old, I'm in a place where I feel I'm giving out my products. I'm telling people, buy my book, do this. I feel ashamed because of the stigma of you need to have a very big position and becoming a CEO of a certain company and all that. At 30, you need to be sorted and everything. You know, like, all I do know that the backlash that I have in my mind, because the conditioning is still there, but I'm still going back to say I want to do this because this is really, I want to help people see their potential in life, whether it's speaking, writing, whatever. Right. So now the thing you say that when was my peak? I think my peak is now. I'm not making so much. I'm not making so much money on all the things that I'm doing, but I am the center of my creativity and saying I want to be more of showing up as more of that, because it's not only, it's one thing to be paid to do what you're doing, but it's another thing to wake up saying I'm going to do this because one person will watch my video. And knowing that I will, one person will discover who they are through my work, you know. I do feel the last 2 years, and you don't really come to a place where it's say, okay, this is now, it's final, I'm gonna do this. No, you'll always evolve around it, but the constant will be, what who are you serving? What are you passionate about? What are you continuously going back to that is giving you that energy and that joyfulness, right? Yeah.
Right. Thank you. The way you narrated is, in simple terms, it's just, you know, what you're passionate about, what you wake up and feel it's not a chore to do. That's when you discover, okay, this is my purpose. And constantly you can evaluate it by, you know, the metrics of, okay, from time to time, I've observed that when I wake up, this activity, when I do this activity, I don't feel as if it's a strenuous job or something. And this recalls me to two books that I read. And one of them was Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long, Happy Life. And this Ikigai is by Hector Garcia. And the other one is Purpose Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren. And although these two books are talking about, you know, this, they are kind of written from a narrative of maybe two religions or two concepts, but they are all inclined into one common thing, and that's discovering your purpose and really what it means to discover your purpose, you know. And for Ikigai, they look at these people from an island in Japan, and these are, I think, they are one of the long living people. I mean, their lifespan, how do they call that thing? Life expectancy is higher than any other place in the world. And they discover the only key things that gives them a long and happy life is the Ikigai. And what the Ikigai just simply translates to your reason for living, right? Or it is just your inner motivation for a specific activity, a professional activity, you know. And it is just an intersection of four key things. And one of them is, what are you passionate about? Where do your skills lie? And how can you earn a living and what the world needs? See, it's just putting an intersection of these four things, you discover your purpose. And it's the same. By faster requiring the purpose-driven life, it tries to explain the purpose that God created us for. And there are, I think, five common purposes that God created us for. And the first one is just to, you know, serve Him. Later on, there's serving others. There's ministering. There is worshiping Him. And it goes on. When you look at all these aspects, they all surround what are you passionate about? And then what skills can you have to do what you're passionate about? And then how can you earn a living from it? And how can it benefit the world at a larger scale? So the easiest is to discover your purpose, as you say, is, you know, doing that thing that when you do it, you feel joyous. It's easier. Yes, it might be a hard work that others see as a hard work, but to you, it just feels like, when I'm doing this, I feel, you know, joyful. You said you have been doing the YouTube content creation journey for almost 5 years, and you never gave up, even when you felt like not the same, you're not getting the same returns as what you're putting out there. Even when you didn't, not all 5,000 or 15,000 people watched each of your videos. Maybe you felt discouraged, but you're like, no, this is what I want to do. This is what I enjoy doing, you know? And I'm going to continue down this journey because I know even if I impact one single life, that's my target. And it keeps powering you. It keeps giving. It's like the fuel, right? Yeah. So thank you very much for, you know, highlighting that simple concept of how to discover your purpose, something that you do without, you know. And Steve Harvey actually said, your passion or your purpose is something that you do with the less amount of effort. Actually, something that you when they just call you even in the middle of the night, do it. You're like, yep, this is my thing. Let's say you are teaching yourself, you've been training yourself on public speaking and inspiration or motivation or something. And eventually they just call you in the middle of the night and they say, you know, we were trying to find a replacement for maybe an activity, a speaker. And would you want, you'd be like, definitely you'd be like, yes, I am ready. And in your mind, you know, you haven't prepared any script or something, but you just know that it's going to work. You know, that faith in you, it just tells you, yeah, this is your thing. You got it.
Yes.
And that's cool. That's cool. But one thing I don't want to miss out is your book. Maybe you can share with us what inspired you to write your book. I know, yes, you are the peak of your, you know, your purpose, living. You're living your life and you're living your life now is purpose driven. And what inspired you? Is it the purpose inspired you to write the book? And what do you talk about in the book? Maybe you can give us a summary of your book or some sort.
Okay. Is it the purpose? Let me start with, is it the purpose that is inspired me to write the book? I don't think, yeah. I think that is my purpose that encouraged me to write the book.
Right.
Because now we mentioned that you live your purpose and it's not a constant thing. It's not one thing. It's different ways to deliver and packaging your purpose, right?
Right, right.
So the book is just one way. And I think the book is good because it's not like where people have to watch the videos every day. People right. don't have to show up every day. They just have to have one copy and have it in their home. And they can have me. And every time when they choose to read, they can read this book and they can still be inspired, even offline. That's one right. thing. And the reason why I really wrote the book was because now the content creation was now also very, very being slow. Because, you know, as a content creator, as an artist, a creative and whatever, you need to pay your bills. Also, you need to live your life, and you need now to live your life serving other people, right? That the purpose of the book about, right? So I wanted to... why do I feel now it's the peak of my living my purpose is because I'm right. in a place where I want to now make money from my purpose, you know?
Right.
I want to make, and that means I want to make it a living. And that's when now it becomes a little, when it's, now you're not getting the result of like, whether it's the numbers or the money, that's when it becomes frustration, but you are still very much motivated to do all these things, but you're trying to see how can I make a living while I'm still living my purpose. And that's when it becomes a little bit harder because you need now to bring on your technical skills. You need to be more professional. You need to show up on others professionally, speak to others professionally. It's no more just about me and you being friends. It's us right. saying, let's work and see. And now this is, I call it, it's a peak where I am because I'm now transitioning everything into a business, more perfect, right. like professional state. In the past, right. maybe the thing was more like, I want to be famous. I want to be known. I want to speak. I want to do this. But now it's how can I use what I like to change it into my living and to be able to earn still from that and then still live the purpose. So those are, that's why I say I'm at a peak of living my purpose because I do believe that I don't need to chase the bag. I do believe that I need to keep on doing what I've been doing. But I also, at the same time, I do believe that I can make money from now this purpose that I'm talking about, right? So that's why I'm saying it's a peak. It's because I'm convinced I'm not... And of course, it has been a lot. It's not a thing you wake up. It's a lot of reflection, right. journaling, rediscovering and all that, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, that now I'm then at this place. But let me give you the summary of the book that I wrote. It's called The Black Girl's Tale of Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've written it last year, 2023. And this is, we're recording 2024. And it's actually the beginning of where I grew up in Africa.
Right.
It's speaking about identity and hopefulness, resilience. Throughout, I've given different stories from my background, stories of my people who have raised me, communities that raised me, you know? And even people who raised me in the back in the days is they gave me opportunity to be because they also, it's like they gave me a platform to be, right? They've given me a platform to whether it's acting at school or whether it's in church, whether it's at home with family, my grandmother, who is a really great storyteller. And I feel my storytelling skills is, it's a talent from the generation of people, the women that gave birth to me. So in the natural, the story really speaks so much on living in Africa, growing up in Africa, but still being very hopeful. You know, it's one thing we see developed countries, we live in China and we feel like, okay, China is the best place to be. But, you know, we Africans are so strong. We lived in villages, but we still came out hopeful and able and successful in different ways, whether it's success of joyfulness, whether it's success of peace and clarity, whether it's success of living a natural life, you know. So I've spoken on that cultural identity and living throughout poverty while still being hopeful. And I feel my book speaks to really an African or even a person who wants to understand what it's like to be growing up in Africa. Yeah, because people also now question us like, how is it like growing up in Africa, you know, as a black person in China? And the question, yeah, the motivation really came from there to say, I know I'm speaking so much on YouTube, but can I write now my background and in a book so that people understand it more and I don't need to keep on explaining myself over and over like on a through a YouTube video though.
Right. I love the way you just highlighted that people constantly ask you, how is it to be born in Africa? I mean, do you live with lions and stuff or zebras? Do you climb on what? Do you take zebras or something or giraffes as a, you know, your mode of transport? Are your houses like our houses? You mean you have also tall buildings? You have cities?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a good way that you decided, yeah, my storytelling, my passion for empowering people, making people understand or conquer their, their narratives or something, and you decided to put it in writing, which is pretty useful, I think, for a long term, knowing that even the people who will come afterwards and on and on and on, they'll get access to your resource, and it will be one of, those, probably one day, God willing, it will be one of those references. Yeah, you can read this book if you are still questioning yourself about, black people or something. So thank you very much for sharing about the book. And I hope me and the fellow listeners, we can try and get that book so that we can also read, especially for the book lovers. Yeah, we can go through it and understand the story inside. And this brings me to a point where I would like to thank you very much for accepting to be on the podcast. Thank you very much for sharing such awesome insights with us, and for trying to remove that narrative of, oh, your purpose has to be a grand thing, but rather it can start with, our daily, the daily activities that we do. We may use them to rediscover, okay, what is it that I'm passionate about? And it is at this within this same mindset, I would like to welcome you again to share with us how more people connect with you, how can they follow your works, and also how can they get the book as well. This is the opportunity where I would like to say, this is your zone, take advantage of it and market yourself. Yes, welcome Rose, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you so much. I love your work that you do. It's so amazing. Continue doing that. It's really inspiring, changing the narratives, and also very much empowering. Yeah. So on how people can reach out to me, they should follow me on Instagram. I need to get more followers on Instagram, because that's where I want to mainly speak to people who are living abroad, people who are ready to their lives, transform their lives. And also while on my Instagram, I speak on living abroad and documentaries and commentaries. I want to have a community where people are showing up to discuss these things, whether it's money, love, living abroad and finding purpose and all this. So please follow me on Instagram at Rosalia Shiweva Official. Rosalia Shiweva Official on Instagram.
Right.
And follow me on YouTube as well, Rosalia Shiweva Official, and follow me on Facebook at Rosalia Shiweva, and that's where I'm active mostly. And the book, you can purchase it on Amazon. Just look for The Black Girl's Tale of Hope, The Black Girl's Tale of Hope on Amazon. Or if you are listening and you want to reach out on WeChat, you can contact me on WeChat by adding my WeChat number, which is 139-130-23086. That's my WeChat. And you can also reach me on my WhatsApp by adding +264-81-39-03707. So WhatsApp, WeChat, I think that's really easy for people to reach out to me. And Instagram, if you cannot find me anywhere else, find me on Instagram, send me a DM. I'll be able to respond, whether it's to purchase my book physically, I could send you a copy wherever we can find a way. Also, you could now follow my discussion and content that I put out more on Instagram. And And or if you see me online, just come up and chat with me, you know, let's discuss things that really are hurting, I mean, not hurting, but shaping our lifestyles, because I believe that when we share our stories, we kind of give highlights on what is happening in our lives, but we also give direction to other people. You know, there's power in storytelling, there's power in speaking. That's why we can avoid mistakes that we've done. You know, I would love to help people on how they manage their finances, how we can find love, how we can build being wealthy women abroad. I mean, I'm a coach, I'm a writer, I'm a content creator, and I'm able to like have discussion on all those areas. So I would love people to follow me and speak to me.
That's awesome, Rose. That's awesome. I believe at least one person will follow you, which includes maybe me or maybe other people. So I hope they can connect with you. And yes, Rose is available on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and almost the same. I know you can see from your screen that we have attached all the social medias for her and her phone number for WeChat and WhatsApp. If you want to ask, if you want to, you know, have a discussion with her, and and remember that to every episode, I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear your thoughts on how the episode was. How did you find? Was it useful or not? Should we do it again with Rose? Should I invite her to the next episode? And what should we talk about? How can we make the podcast better? I would love to hear all of these comments from you. And remember that you can still send me your inputs as we are about to celebrate the podcast anniversary. Remember that you can just go to www.celsi.transistor.fm/4th anniversary. And you can see more info about our anniversary and how you can send us the contributions and at least your, how like you say, your thoughts. How has the podcast been impactful to you? How has it helped you? What stories really resonated with you? And this is episode 19. Today I had a beautiful lady, Rose, with me here, and she was sharing, we were trying to see about finding your purpose beyond boundaries. And I hope now you understand that purpose is not limited to geographical location, purpose is not limited to circumstances, but rather it can be fueled by those circumstances, geography, you know, situations, all of this bring about, you know, the realization of your purpose. Until next time, this is Emmanuel from the Celsid podcast, and that's Rose, guys. Make sure you follow her on social medias. All right, bye. Until next time, take care. And thank you, Rose, for being on the podcast. Thank you for accepting to, you know, be here with us and share a concept or two or more with us.